Right, the beginning of the visit with Burnett, the first visit with Burnett, and the first use of this new equipment, this Monday at bedtime, the 3rd of April, 72. Channel 1, right, the beginning of the visit with Burnett, this Monday at bedtime, the 3rd of April, 72. Channel 1, right, and the beginning of the visit with Burnett, this Monday at bedtime, the 3rd of April, 72.
I just have a seat out calling. Just got a pull chair, but you can sit over here, buddy.
Okay.
And you can pull that chair up over here. Okay. Scott?
He's sick, ain't
he? Well, he has a little cold, and he
Oh, man, don't tell him about that cold.
I hate
that cold myself.
Yeah,
it's part of me. You might have right. It's me. It's me who has to talk.
Well, howdy.
All right, howdy. You got that bad cold?
No, I haven't got a cold. I just got a frog in my throat and can't get it out.
I know what did that. I had that thing about 3-4 weeks ago. I was all in my back and all in my shoulders. I couldn't. They had to rub me all over before I could get straight.
When was that?
About 3-4 weeks ago, my boy and my daughter had to rub me. That thing is aching all over.
That's I thought food. You stayed fairly healthy.
I do stay healthy when I be going when I'm sick. Yeah, so you can't look at a foot until you're sick, you know.
No.
Can't tell it. I told my boss, man, I've been on that bus 7 years, ain't had nobody drive for me. So I'm going to lose some days, too. I told him that last week.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm going to lose some days. Everybody else lost some days. I'm going to lose some, too. I ain't been up for one time. My uncle died in St. Petersburg. Now, I don't call that, don't get off. Because we go from 7 o'clock to 4. I get home about 4:15, 20 minutes to 4. And I get off the bus and got my clothes and went right on the old Keller and caught the bus from there to St. Pete. I said, I don't call that getting off.
Where is that? Where are the men, Faye? Haven't got anything to eat. Where was they? That's something like that.
Yeah,
I didn't mean that. Better than nothing. No, that's not much,
much time off. Everybody else get off. I don't know. You've been off yet.
Well, you know, I haven't got anything to drink. I don't drink. Faye, you know, come think about it. I don't remember his being off. Every day I pass there, he's
I drive that bus in every day. Everybody says, I don't see how I stand it that long. I don't need him.
Well, that's the truth.
I drive that bus. I've been driving 7 years.
Oh.
And I ain't been off at all.
But it ain't like it was when you started.
It's been worth it.
Yeah.
It's been worth it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's been
you
worth
didn't
it.
Have to make money.
I've had two trips in the morning, three in the afternoon. But I make two trips in the afternoon, 9, 1 in the morning. I don't mind that. Last year, they let me kill us.
Oh,
they let
yeah.
me kill us last year.
Yeah, what'd they do?
So many trips.
Uh-huh.
So many trips. Go home and stay about 5 or 10 minutes, get up, I got to go. Well, I had a trip about 10:20, 11:00. I'd come there by 1:01, got to go back to the game and pick up children. I'd turn that around, put them children, and go right back again, pick up some more children. Just getting home like we get now, hit us 5:30 when I got home before.
Oh, what you did was get little batches. You never did fill your...
Full on. I kill load in again. Yeah. Kill load in again and come back.
Yeah.
Well, I had 2 buses to get load on, making over. I had to come dead in the Everson. You know it's 3 miles from my house at the Everson?
Is it really?
It's further than you'd think.
It's about 3 miles from my house to Everson.
Yeah.
Y'all don't mind the smoke.
No, no. Well, it's 2 miles from 441 to my land.
I know it is. I'm born right across over on that hill, you know.
Where was that?
Over down there, you coming out from that kind of land. I'm born over there.
Where about?
You know where, you going into Richardson place over there?
Yeah.
Well, another man, Mr. Simon, who's on that, where he bought that.
Who?
Jimmy Simon. You don't remember him, though.
Oh, Jimmy Simonton?
You remember him?
He died.
I know he did.
Before
he phone for him.
I think he died before I got here. See,
I know he did. Well, you weren't down here long that time.
I didn't get down here about 10 years ago, you see.
That's right. Well, I'm phone down here.
Just give him, a little plate that face or something.
I didn't have to smoke cigarettes. I quit smoking cigarettes 2 years ago. When they say cigarettes are going to kill us, I got me a pipe. I chew back or something. I'm going to ride the track.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I chew.
What kind of you chew?
Brown meat.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've used tobacco in every form. I don't use now.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I'll tell you the truth. The only kind I ever really enjoyed was chewing.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'd get a little brown mule and then a little
brown mule, cool.
Black homegrown,
uh-huh.
Dark homegrown up there,
mm-hmm.
And put that in. And that homegrown tastes good, but it sort of made your stomach turn over.
Well, you see, when my stomach hurt, I just swallowed juice. I ain't never get my chill no worrying medicine. No.
You know, I hadn't thought about that, but that's the truth.
I had four boys and three. I had five boys and four girls. A girl and boy died. I got four boys and I had three girls.
Good Lord, I didn't know you had all that family.
Yes, I do. My wife and this was about 18 years ago. I could drive a truck all the time before I got in the school bus. I was in Jacksonville. She was there for me. And I got the house just gone.
She had enough of you.
That's right.
Yes, I wonder how they stand us, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Can't do without them.
Yeah.
Well, she went back, sir. She's sick. She came here, brought me down and got her and brought her back home. She went back.
Who do I know? Which ones are your children do I know?
You know Robert Lee? Pete Rose?
Yeah.
Eugene?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you don't know the girl, I don't recognize.
Who?
The girl, Mary Liza.
I know Mary Liza.
That's my daughter.
Well, she's pretty smart, isn't she?
Yeah, I got another one, Gloria Jean.
Who's she?
Mary Liza and Gloria Jean and Robbie, all they like their mother. Same color their mother are.
Oh, really?
And that boy, that's me. Like me and the other brothers. The three of them like me and the other girl like their mother. Like their mother.
Well, Liza, what is it?
Mary Liza.
Mary Liza, she's the one. Oh, I used to know her, you see, when...
She lived over behind West Pinkton.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to see her over there.
She'd go to Wake all the time. She'd be doing something over there.
I was over there, right smart, when I first come down here. And I saw her all the time.
She's going all the time. She's ready to be now.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
She don't stay out here anymore.
She's still behind West Pinkton. Got a trailer, huh?
I mean, she don't work out here. She works in town.
Listen, James.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How'd she get in now?
A brother took it. Robbie did.
Mm-hmm. You know, if they had a jitney or something, they sure could clean up on it, couldn't they?
She's the kid. She's the kid.
Yeah. If somebody could run a school bus for stuff.
That's right. That's the final. That's the wicked people. What they don't know that they have. You think CB? She was cutting the sound of her mouth.
You
fix TVs?
No, this is the way I make a living. I work, I take down stuff on.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. At least I do a little of it.
Oh, yeah. And you on that day.
These ain't much time now. They're about 4 hours. You know, they do that. They're like old cars. They don't last forever.
No, they never made nothing to last always.
Yeah.
That 100 pound steel go.
Yeah.
That 100 pounds feel good.
You know, there's one nice thing about a school bus. if you break a connection rod, you don't have to fix it.
I don't have to fix nothing but hold that steering wheel.
Yeah.
That's right, man.
I don't have to fix nothing but hold that steering. If my bus break down anywhere down that road, I'll go to. I got the phone number right up there on the front of my face to call them up anywhere. It's the last year, the fans just tore the piece right down the river. So I didn't do the good enough. I go up to the school and call them up the front and fix it.
Yeah.
flat tire. Well, let me see. I ain't had but one. I'm lucky. Last year I had one. I ain't bragging.
Yeah.
When I used to run on the edge of that highway, I'd pick up all that stuff. Yeah. So I stopped running on the edge of that highway. I told him, well, I know, how come he had some slack when he run on the edge of that highway? I stopped. I'd get right up this side of that line, right close to this side of that line. That's what I drive that.
How do you used to do?
Run that down the edge of the road, that back wheel, keep all them tanks, and nails and everything. Six pull nails out about that long.
Hmm. Well, how come you do that?
When you fall from the truck, you haul them down the road, that's how come doing that. All the trash is blown to the edge of the road.
Well, I mean, how come you to get your wheel off the road?
You mean the edge of the road?
Uh-huh.
By trying, you know, trying to get people the roads, you know, run on the edge of the road, you know.
Yeah.
That dude gonna run right on the side, you pull it. I can about tell by how far that dude pulled to go off side of that road.
Oh.
But I don't do that. No, I step side of that. I step on the side of that front of that line.
You know, I know.
You got no flat tire, you.
Yeah.
I do my car the same way.
Well, now, that's, I used to carry my tractor somewhere, and I wouldn't go on the pavement.
I run on the wheel off the side of the road now.
Yeah.
You go, how can I put the tractor on? I said, well, that's all right. I run on the wheel.
Until I got to thinking, I used to run out there on the shoulder just all together.
I put all the wheels off.
But then I got to seeing all them old bottles out there and all
and
that.
And you keep all that old junk.
Junk.
That's right.
And I quit.
I quit doing that.
But actually, I quit taking the tractor off anywhere. It's too much trouble.
I quit miles too long behind the truck. I cut around and keep it.
Well, can you collect?
They do. I had to buy gas and oil and parts. I spent $600 on my paper. Easy. Put a bail in.
Yeah.
It had been done.
Yeah.
I could have put it on myself. I didn't find it. Had it done, the white fix the bale, put the facing in, grind them, I put the new facing in.
Yeah.
He had to put old size facing in, put all new bales up on one. He did fine, do what they do.
Yeah.
I got home about 5:30.
Yeah.
Wet, borrowing the bar up, they got the down pull up.
Oh, that's you got a good time.
Better be fast, right? Yeah.
That's about as good as you got.
I don't want no more bigger than that. But one thing about when y'all go to people's feet, they don't have no stuff about, you ain't fly on the ground. Well, I don't have no stuff about my money.
Well, you know old Big Henry used to work on winds?
Yes, sir.
What's his name?
Henry Ray.
That's right, I forgot it. I saw him down there one day. That is, that truck went to the wood. Penny, I'm glad you see you getting in the wood business.
That's
he wasn't in the wood business.
He didn't think they said that.
I said, well, you ought to be in it, especially if everybody I see wants wood. He says they want wood until you get into the wood business.
That's true. That's true.
Now, how are you going to get around that? Well, how do you collect...
They pay me when I get to.
You just tell them what they owe you and they pay
you. I tell them how much they want the ground, so they say, well, you got acres. I don't cut by no acres. I look at the ground, so that's dead. If you lose, then you lose. Yeah, I don't know.
Is that right?
I don't know. Might get signed a few on one, but I don't see them going to do it. So if I tell a person my beef, they might do that. If they don't, I'm going to say, no, I ain't going to do it. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Straight deal.
Yeah.
That's what I'll be straight. Because I'll be, when I buy that pussy and gas, I pay for that gas. That's what I'm going to do. I pay for that gas. I can get buy gas all over Mickey's if I want. But I have one place to buy my gas. The gas in my tank in my car.
You have none?
I have none.
Oh, I'd like to know that.
Mickey look up that store right there. And you pass by it every day, right on 41 on the left side.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm put that.
The old
sanitation? On the left side there.
The thrift place?
Mm-hmm. Let me put that name in. I don't know. I can't put that name. she on those stairs in there too.
Cabbage, and he got some potatoes out there.
And that ground don't look heavy, it's about right like right around my house, not sand, but I don't think I need this stuff.
Oh,
this is pretty green as it can be. This is pretty green as it can be. You water it all around me. This is pretty as it can be. Green as it can be.
Well, now where
is it? That's down there, David's town. This else is only here. Well, I mean, you better be seeing, you know, I have to get up in the morning. What about the automobile? You gonna make it straight or not?
Well, let me tell you, Lynette, I went out there this morning and we found that bad knock in it.
Yes?
Yeah. And I was going to take it in today, and I got such a late start I didn't do it, and take it down there and look at it and see what it is.
Did nothing?
Oh, God, it's hard to. No, it's, is that what it is? But anyhow, it's too bad. I didn't realize.
Luther? He'll do that.
It's
what?
90.
He'll do that.
What is it?
95. He'll do that.
Well, what do? Just let it keep on
laying on. So you can't shoot it. A big guy who can't shoot it. We got some more to have.
Well, what are you asking?
Well, one of them. I don't know how good my head is, but I'll have to check it out.
Well, you know, this is warm. You see, you can push it back and forth. You look at it.
Yeah, I took them out there. And they're being, it's like a water pump.
Yeah.
Water pump would have been, I took them to some way, or that's yeah. Taking them to refill them or something, but I don't know where he's helping.
But I thought the same. I thought everything was up to that stuff. I heard that noise and it was just a day or so ago. Did they just start?
It's kind of like a water pump. It runs so long, it got out of the back. I don't know, little nose up there, water pump.
Yeah.
Then sometimes you take your hand and do the water pump, let it loosen you.
Yeah.
It's
wild,
man. Yeah.
Well, that's what it is. You can't tell much about it. What are you interested in that old Chrysler? Just for your own use?
For my own use.
You don't save much for it.
No, I don't save. I ain't saved no car in a long time, but I will be.
Well, I know people save all the time. I wouldn't want to save cars.
Not that often. They don't have no money to do that.
I'd rather just get one and run it, but nobody else would be safe.
That's right.
If I could get one, it'd be safe.
Mm-hmm.
But, it takes the right spot to keep these old cars up, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
There's something always playing out on them.
Always.
And you know, when I got that old car, I had the wrong idea. I thought it'd be heavy and tough and hold together. But he's got too much to it. Too many things.
He's got lots of things.
Do you ever get old Buster Mountain to help you on anything?
He do all my own way. I ain't never get nobody to do no way for me.
He breaks
them. We do all our own way. I ain't never had no chance to do nothing for me. Since
right?
I've been big enough. Look on our own car.
Pull
the motors out and fix them out of my own stuff. That car, they had a six in the motor. We put a D in the motor. That car, they had put the stick right in the floor. It's automatic. The motor we pulled out of my other son got in his car. He needs rings in it, and I bought it. I bought this like that. And put rings in it, and it's running just like a sewing machine right now. My other son got in his car. He had an automatic transmission. The other car, mine, when I first bought it, burned up. He had a six shift. So I took it out and put it in that. Another boy bit me. After I bet you $200, I'll put that transmission onto that other motor, come out of six of them motor that I have done. Throw the rod. We pull it out and put that beard motor in there. That motor has been overhauled. My boy run that car 3 years without doing anything because he overhauled that motor in that car there. That boy right there in the motor took it to the house.
Right.
You don't care about calling
that
car. It's a beard. I ain't never care. Nobody do nothing for me. We're going to have our own car.
I tell you what, You know, James Sawyer.
That's right.
You know that boy of his.
Sam.
Sam. He's a merchant.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got a car too.
Yeah, that's right.
But he never could make it mine.
I knew he said he knew what to do with it. You never do know what to do. They put that movie in their car there. I don't go and tell that for 2 3 times. You got new wire, new spark plug, new points, new condenser, car, and everything on it. Everything on that car out there. I used the solid dragon. I pulled it off there and put new bushing in the solid. It started coming right up. It don't miss. It'll go. It don't miss.
It
don't miss me.
How long you
it missed. I look at that other car burning up. You know, my house burned down. I haven't heard anything. I'm going to tell that for like 2 feet down.
That
car is good. I knew it. You got good tile all the way around.
Well, now, Samuel was, I think it was costing him more than he made
down there. You can't fix no car. He can't fix no car.
Well, what's wrong with them boys?
You just don't know how to build a roof on.
Why don't they go down there and work with you a little bit or something?
Well, you don't want me calling them. You don't want to take it. They send me to the house.
Oh,
yeah. That's what we do. We sit out with them.
Well, James, not much of a mechanic, is
he? He can't talk, but he brings Paul to us with him. He brings Paul to us with him.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Oh, we're doing our own car.
Brother, tell me, ain't that a, you made a improvement. You didn't want your old house to burn up, but when you come on up there, you made improvement, didn't you? That's our James' old house, isn't it?
That's my son on that. My son on that house. When I stayed in there. You got to see that house down later on.
You're going to
find another house later on down.
You mean take that house down?
Yeah, I mean, not right now. You know, take it down later. Put it in the block house.
Oh, okay. Well, now, do you still own the lot down there?
Nope. Just pulled in here. There's fours in there. They're probably down there. There's fours now. I got a sister, too. I got a first cousin from Peter Brook. I got a first cousin making over. She's a sister making over. There's fours on that lot down there. My sister brought it to New York.
Well, you couldn't build down there then. Before
you owned it. No, I would have to put a trailer if I didn't have a trailer.
Well, how would that be?
Well, I'd put it
in
the
car. That'd be pretty nice.
There's a lot of red tape for that trailer. I know that. You want me to stay there, but I don't do anything.
Well,
you've
got plenty of room.
You don't need it. You never in the house. No, I'll be outdoors all the time. Every time you see me,
I'll
be outdoors most of the
time. What do you do?
Just
go in and sit down and eat a little or something?
Sit down and eat. Look where I'm at now. I go to bed around 5, almost after 9. I go around 10. I'll be up for him in the morning time. I'll be around 5 o'clock. Go to bed too early on the rest of the day. When I go to bed, I don't get nothing. I go to sleep. That's what I got. You keep turning and rolling. I don't do that.
Now, I was in that house a lot of several times when Charlie James was there.
That's right.
But you know, I never noticed the house. I just sat in there talking to him.
That's right.
Until he got past.
That's
you know, he got the point that we could have
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. But, so I never looked around the house, but it seemed to me like it was in pretty good shape.
Yes.
Or do you
it's
have
pretty good inside, but on the outside, it's pretty good.
Absolutely. get a roof to keep the weather out, they get one to make it look.
Yeah, they ain't worth nothing. The new house was built, and I bet you that now. I mean, you can't go in the door. I walk in that boy's house down low, it's been built for that, but, and I like to fill off the steps. I said, you got to, I'll charge you, if I break my leg, I know so. Walk up on the steps, about to fall down. So, they didn't build it, you know, out the house that I was. So you can out drive the neighbor now, I don't know what you do. That thing had been over 50 some years. My granddaddy, he was a preacher. My granddaddy was. People have a trick house up there by the Dakota Ridge store. They bought a trick house up in the trick house. Because we used to have mules and horses too.
Well, that wasn't long
back. About 50 years or more.
Well, that was a while.
You mean when the Miami Stone was?
Oh, yes, yes.
You did? You mean when that highway filled with water down there? Okay, but that old bump of ground ain't no good for you. I get tied around on that bus.
Oh, you did?
Yes, ma'am. You tied in my back driving that bus, driving everything. People be like, I think he's a guy. He drive that thing a bit. It's got power steering. He didn't have power steering. He took that thing and beat you to death.
Oh, really?
He sure is. He got power steering.
Oh, I didn't
know about that. He sure is. All them buses got power steering. All them you. So them buses are automatic. Some of them Ford automatic, you got some international automatic. But I can go there and fix it. Mine's 60. I can change my own gear. I'm rolling my feet all right, drinks are low. I can change my own gear. I can change them gears to fail.
Well, that you don't spend much money.
Yeah.
It don't cost you much less,
does it? Yeah, take it easy, man. It does.
But
as
much comes, it hits your heart,
doesn't it? You know, it's fine. Oh, we still doing the most. We build up all
that
money,
all
that.
All that. You work on your
own
car, you still
gotta
buy
the
car.
I know it is. And then if you can work on your own car, you go to buy the parts. If you get to that man, he gonna buy the parts and gonna charge $100 and you might have to go back over next week.
You know this fellow down here at the junkyard? I don't know what you call it down here. Old Fred?
Anything.
You ever get anything from him?
I'm just getting parts and sometimes.
Well, I never had any luck getting any parts. And I'd go down there looking for parts, you know.
Never got any.
Yeah. Somebody be there ahead of
him. That's what he did. You can ride in them junk places. All right, last week my tractor was broke down. I had to go clean it. Oh, I went there. I was very crazy about it. I didn't get it. Bear guide. I got one and I bought two. And I got in the car right now. I went way to the Wilson, went to Wilson, went to Wilson, so went to New Bear, bought two. I called and got two. I put one in, I put four bears. I had a hard time getting them together. All that running around, and then I got the thing right there. This is what I'm saying. But yes.
Well, do you want to buy a car? You want to swap? What do you want to do?
I'll swap if you want.
Well, I tell you, I want this car. I just got my editor. This car is. Yeah, he hung around there a whole lot. And
and you got to buy, you got to put insurance on them, and all that kind of thing. I got insurance on them out there. $150
in
insurance, man.
You can't
run it in a bar without the
truck, man.
Yeah, that's how you let me go, man.
Okay,
what's
the
phone you going to do? I don't know. Got the sticker, got the tail, and the tank, that's it.
Yeah.
You got the drive, got the sticker.
That's right.
You don't hear that, you ain't going
there.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. The first time we start over is buying tape. I bought license and cost for 50 cents. Now my license cost me $5 now. That's right. Your license cost you $3.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Got anybody? When I come out to camp, I didn't specialize no one person drive, car. I didn't want to drive my special car. I didn't want to do that.
By consent, in a chemical test, what is that? What is that?
That is my type.
Yeah, that's chauffeur. That's chauffeur license,
mm-hmm.
Eh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you have to pay out for the bus.
Drive truck, too.
And the driver, too.
Okay.
And that costs you $5. But you remember, somebody told me old George Mitchell. Yeah, I heard old George Mitchell talking about it one time. And he was talking about the George said, he may not have said it, but they're showing off on it.
Yeah. Well, people don't say what they
do.
I don't
right?
worry about the people talking. I try to leave them talk only one talk.
They said, George said, don't give me any of that old insurance. He says, when I'm dead, just throw me in the ditch and let the hogs clean my bones.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought right, somebody got me insurance. His wife got me insurance. You ain't worrying about nothing.
Yeah.
My dad got me insurance. I got a living dad right now. My dad is, he's a descendant of ours, man. I got a living day, right? He wanted to live up from him. He said he's back with him now. But I just don't want to go to him. He said, no, I didn't want to go to mine.
Yeah.
That's
you,
my mother got.
You ain't lost anything down mine.
I don't want to go to mine.
Bennett, let me tell you. Faye, you didn't. He rode all over the country last summer. You know that?
But
you didn't drive your own car, did you?
No.
I thought you drove the bus.
What did you do?
Well, I talked to you about that.
In
Alabama.
Alabama? Yeah. I have some things like that. I put a car. But a nice thing, I think.
You know, I told him that he took his own car off. It's breaking.
Didn't do it, bro. You know what that car do? I done it there about 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Probably about 2 or 3 months. I do that corner. I got in the tailor. Hey, about the tailor hats. I always do these when I get them. You know where that wholesale at?
Yeah.
You got two wholesale on these guys? Just cut out that and lay in the space of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Cut out on this, I mean, the wholesale on this side and wholesale on this side. When I got the two, you know where them two red lights at? Four, I mean, the other four lights. When you go out of that hill.
Yeah.
The cemetery's on the right side. I put in $2.22 worth of gas in that car. From out there on the other side, where you go with the stick at, where I fill up at. You can get it there. I fill the tank up there.
Yeah.
I can put a milk quart of oil. $2.22
And no longer.
That is hard to believe.
I still done it. I was by myself.
Well, you're not going to trade that car off.
I can make them out there cry. It's called what you do to them bears. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying. I had that motor on the hall not long ago. And if you just put foot on that cover, it'll go out to my
I don't drive my car about 60 miles an hour.
I don't go fast either.
You get that side over.
Yeah.
And then, what you had done, Dean?
Mm-hmm.
And then again.
About a year.
When you get all of them?
No, I don't think so. I tell you what, I never worry about the oil.
I put in a little oil. $200 until I didn't put a little too much into my gun. I went to Lawson. It was about an hour till I came back. I said, you said you want to sell that tape? He said, yes. I'm going to sell it. I'll give you $20 for that now. And she said, and if you kill out here, you hear $20 on here. That matters. She said, she put the money. I put the other boy to kill it on the top.
That's
right. When you run it. When you run it. Oh, he said the house is supposed to run it. That's right.
So you feel
like it's not enough. I sure will. I can put the dollar on the chicken.
There ain't anything cheap
anymore,
is
there? Well, not that much. Not that much.
Well, now let me find out, Brian.
Okay.
I'll take that thing in first time I go to town and see what's wrong with it.
Okay.
And yeah, you know how much you want to put in? He told me the last time I saw him, he told me it's all off and $400 for it. Yeah, I said, you know what I said to him? I said, if it was all off me $400 for it, I'd get right out and take my bag and then have it.
I could always win, I'd give him a car.
Yeah.
I'd have a car there and then I'd give him a car right now.
Well, let me tell you, Brennan, I just got $100 in the car, so I don't have that much to lose. Do you want to, have you got a fair idea of what you think is going to be? Well, let me say, if you have, I'll tell you. And,
you see what you can do there. I got to go and get something.
Oh, you haven't had
something?
Right,
so
let's give him
something.
You
know what I mean, sir? I got to go down the road and make sure it's just like the people saying it's the same. I got to go down there and get, I got to get the date, too, because I'm definitely going down that bus.
Well,
everything's
closed. You can't eat now.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to the little,
Channel 1 right around 8 and a quarter, 8:25, and the end of the first visit with Burnett. This Monday at bedtime, the 3rd of April, 72. Channel 1 right around 8:50, 25 or 50. And then there's the first visit with Burnett and his youngest boy, who sat over there and nodded all the time. It's Monday night, the 3rd, at bedtime, the 3rd of April, 72.